This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. It's time for our regular Thursday segment on the weekend entertainment scene around Charlotte. We're in a very short lull right now between lots of basketball, the NBA All-Star Game last weekend, next week's CIAA tournament in Charlotte, to be followed by the ACC Men's Basketball Tournament next month. Well, this weekend, though, you might want to make a fast break for one or more arts-related events going on around town. And joining us for a sneak peek is Ryan Pitkin, founder and editor-in-chief with Queen City Nerve. Ryan, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. It's good to see you, and I'm enjoying the puns already.
Okay, well, apologies for them. Let's start at the McCall Center for Arts and Innovation uptown. On Saturday, there's an event there titled Honoring Black Artists, a Celebration and Discussion. Tell us about that.
Right, yeah, and that runs from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Saturday. The black art scene in Charlotte has just been had so much momentum in the last 5 years or so, and this has got a great lineup of speakers who are leading this discussion. Anton Williams, who's currently a resident at McCall Center. Got John W. Love Jr., Michaela Pilar Brown, Lydia Thompson. These are just all great people who have really invaluable insight into why it's important to celebrate black art here in Charlotte and where it sort of fits into the scene.
Okay, good deal. Well, Saturday evening, there's an event also uptown on South Tryon at the Elder Gallery of Contemporary Art. This is Art with Heart. This is an annual event with an important purpose, right?
Right, absolutely. Art with Heart has been going on nearly 20 years now. And in that time, it's raised $1.8 million for Safe Alliance, one of the organizations that's close to my heart here in Charlotte that helps support domestic violence and sexual assault survivors. And there's always just a great, great show out of artists who show up and donate their art. Bree Newsom, Elizabeth Palmisano are two this year that have sort of been curating and gathering other artists from around town to, and I've seen some of the pieces already. The collections are great. And it's always, it's one of the nicer high-end events, but also not too snooty or anything like that. You're always, it's always inclusive. And it's just a great time on a Saturday night. So I'll be there for sure. And I would definitely suggest anybody else show up.
And that's an auction, silent auction.
Silent
right?
auction, but also they get up, do the juried art competition. There's vendors, food vendors. There's a gallery. You can walk around and sort of get to meet a lot of the artists that are around and showing their art. So it's just a great all-around art event.
Well, in a different vein, this weekend, how about a night in Rio? This is another recurring event in Noda, and this will be the 10th annual Brazilian Carnival experience.
Right, this just turned this is turning 10 years old this Saturday. If you're looking for more of a party vibe, this is definitely the party you want to go to. You can check out Queen City Nerve's current issue on Rex for an in-depth story about it, but it's a long story short, Ia Silva and Tony Ariaza have worked in the last 10 years to get the most authentic Brazilian event celebrating Carnival, which is a worldwide event celebrated in a bunch of different countries, but Brasilia and Rio is sort of the one that everyone knows of, and they've been working to really make that as authentic an event as possible there in Noda Neighborhood Theater. Mm.
So is that all indoors, or do they get out on the streets?
Last year, they did get out on the street. Apparently, this year, they're going to keep it a little bit more shut down. It was a little harder to get the city to agree to what happened last year, which is a snake going all the way down North Davidson Street. But they will actually march around the little complex that they're in, which includes Neighborhood Theater near the Mercury Apartments and stuff like that. So they'll still get out and get some fresh air during the dancing.
Okay. Sounds like plenty of entertainment variety after this mostly chilly and wet week in Charlotte, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Lots to choose from.
A lot of places to stay dry, so I'm purposely not going outdoors.
Ryan Pitkin with Queen City Nerve, thanks a lot.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Mark.